إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm standing on the deck of the boat at the back. We have two engines. We were coming about doing 30 knots, 32 knots, and then one engine burnt out. So we've got one engine now. We're going much slowly. We are in the misty fjords, and we are going through what is called the Beam Canal. The Beam Canal is a part of the Misty Fjords which has a depth of at least 1,000 feet, and in places it is goes down to 2,000 feet. It's old volcanic activity that created this Beam Canal. We have thick mist all around, through which I can see the mountains and the hills are on either side of us, which are clothed with spruce and hemlock trees. We saw two bald eagles flying around, waiting for fish. It's an absolutely magical environment and reminds you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu continuously. This whole trip is like zikr by itself, where you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you're reminded of His glory and majesty and His creation every inch of the way. Every instant, I see the wake of the boat with the water boiling up from under the boat because of the propellers. We passed a big school of porpoises, many of them planing and flying through the air. There is a light drizzle as well. But it's not too cold. I mean, obviously, if you go out, you get wet, and that is cold. But otherwise, it's not very cold. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I recall something which my dearest friend and brother told me. One of the tabi'in, his son asked him, and he said that when you preach, and when you make a khutbah, he said, people cry, people feel what you say. But when somebody else, and he named somebody, some other person, he said, when he does that, we find that there is no effect. And what's the reason? And the Tawi rahmatullahi alayh gave a beautiful response. He said, a mourner who has been hired to cry for the person who passed away, he doesn't feel any pain. So he doesn't cry. He pretends to cry. He says, whereas one of the person who is actually bereaved, who lost a loved one, when that person mourns, you can see that they are mourning and they feel the pain. And that is what is transmitted also to people who are listening to them. My brothers and sisters, we are mourners in a way. We lost the Jannah. We lost Jannah. We lost the Qurba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We came to this earth to do a job. But sadly we forgot the fact that we came to this earth to do a job. And we started living in this earth as if we came here to live here forever. We forgot the fact that we have to go back to Jannah. And I'm standing here seeing the khutat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm thinking that Jannah is like this, wallahi. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Jannah in tajri min tahti al-anhar, gardens under which rivers flow. And that's what we're traveling through here in Alaska, gardens under which rivers flow. The magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, every turn of the way, everywhere you turn. Absolutely unbelievable. As I mentioned earlier in another of the Fajr reminders from here, words are completely inadequate. Alhamdulillah that we have some language, some words that we can convey some of the meaning, but what I am seeing, you have to come here and see in order to know what I am saying. There is no way that I can actually convey this to you, but what I do hope I am able to convey is the love of Allah. the fact that looking at this makes me want more and more to meet him, Jalla Jalalu. Because he caused me to see all of this, and his ni'mah that he allowed me to recognize his glory and majesty in his creation. And so I want to meet him and I want to thank him in person. He knows what is in my heart. How do you thank the one who gives without asking? How do you thank the one who gives to somebody from whom he can expect nothing in return? How do you thank the one who gives to those who can give him nothing in return? Our greatest achievement is if we manage not to offend him. Our greatest achievement is if we manage not to disobey him. Beyond that, what can we expect? And yet, he gives and he gives and he gives and he gives. And all I can do throughout this trip is to sing his praises in the words of his Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.